Okay, well, welcome to the Sparks training call for July 2nd, 2012. Tonight's call is going to be about using the easy-to-sell products from AMSOIL to get new customers. There's a lot of ancillary. We don't just make motor oil. We make a lot of things like grease and fuel additives and octane boost, different kind of cleaners and so forth that customers I have used in the past and with great results. I've used many of them. I don't think I've ever found an AMSOIL product that didn't work as advertised. That's what I tell a lot of my customers. They work usually better than advertised, and that's a good way to put it. Our products work as advertised, if not better. But we're going to talk, you know, I say, talk about the PI and the two cycle and everything, and we'll go down the list of the different products and possibly how to work with those and, you know, not only give them away, but obviously sell them as well. I've told many of people that you can make a full-time living selling any one of AMSOIL products. Just pick one and you make a living doing that. If you know any companies like PG products, all they make is a fuel additive cleaner for stuff, and they go around selling that to everybody. So there's plenty of companies out there that sell one or two products, and that's what they do for an entire living. We just happen to have a whole booklet full of oils and greases and transmission fluids, and AMSOIL's are adding products. Just seems like about every other month they're adding a couple of products on there. So anyhow, what I wanted to kind of say with some of these products are they're not only excellent products that usually solve a problem or increase performance or do some kind of cleaning. It's also a great advertising tool for AMSOIL and AMSOIL dealers. If you think about any legitimate business, they all have an advertising budget. And advertising is something that gets you and your name out there so that other people can recognize it. Our stickers are obviously advertising, and we wear AMSOIL clothing, but the products is what we want people to use. We don't want to just have people have stickers on their vehicles and not have AMSOIL in it or use AMSOIL products. So using some of these products as your advertising tool, you run into a customer, get them to try one of our products, like, for instance, QuickShot. They can try that one time. They know it works right away, and that will allow them to maybe take another look at some of our other products, like motor oils and transmission fluids or whatever. You don't want to scare somebody away with a 25,000-mile oil change. You can say, well, try this two-cycle oil, and they put it in right away, and it works, and, hey, check that out, you know. So you don't always have to give the product away. I've done a lot of different trade shows where I'll carry a bottle of PI around with me, and then people ask, well, what is that? And then I'll say, you want better gas mileage? And I'll say, of course I do. Well, give me $10 or $12 or whatever I happen to be selling it for, and this will get you better gas mileage. And a lot of times they'll give you the $12 and call you back later and say, give me a couple more bottles of that stuff because it really works. So you're using this as an advertising tool to get in front of a customer, get them to try one of our products, and that might get them interested in the other products. And you get one customer, and they last a lifetime, or they buy your products for the next 5 or 10 years. That's pretty powerful customer loyalty, and I believe AMSOIL has some of the highest customer loyalty that I've ever seen in any type of company. So, and like I said, not trying to say give those products away, but as an advertising tool, and if you have an advertising budget, let's say you're going to spend $25 a month or $50 a month, I spend about $100 a month giving AMSOIL products away. At my place how I do my business, I like to give maybe about a case of PI away a month, or I might give a case, a various mixture of anything like two-cycle packets. I carry the two-cycle packets in my car all the time. If I run into somebody with a weed eater and I'm introducing them with the AMSOIL, say, hey, do you have a weed eater? Do you have a chainsaw? Do you have a blower? Oh, yeah, of course I do. That's what I, you know, yeah. Try this out. I mean, how many gallons you mix up? Sometimes I got to give them two packets because most everybody does 2 gallons now. or the one of the little 2 gallon bottles. And I tell you what, that stuff, it works right on the first tank of gas. They will be able to tell a difference. Grease is another one. A tube of grease is just not a one-shot deal. A tube of grease might last them, you know, a couple of months, depending on their application. If they're now, if they're greasing a bulldozer or something, that's one time they're using one tube of grease for every time they grease. But for most everybody else, they'll get a thing of grease, and it might last them a couple months. And or the new little packets of the grease that they have, you can buy that 3-pack. Of course, you got to have that little tiny grease gun. That's the kind of the downside on that. But it's easy to give away, and it will stay on their shelf or whatever for a while. And that brings me to something like metal protector, the little can of spray metal protector. I've went into customers, I've given it to them, they've put it on their workbench. It's there every time I go in for the next couple of months as I'm trying to do my sales calls and follow-ups. They've got that little, man, that stuff really works. I've broke down bolts that I couldn't get before or whatnot. I actually got one cabinetry shop. I don't even know why I stopped into this place. And I think I was trying to sell them compressor oil. He said, well, we really don't have that many compressors, but we're always looking for some kind of lubricant for our tables. They've got like a CNC table that does their woodworking projects or whatever. And he was using WD-40. I gave him a can of MP, and he orders 2 cases of MP from me at least once or twice a year. So you got a customer just using MP. I can't get him to use anything else, but you know there's still time for that. So a product that hangs around a while, that sits on a customer's workbench, is what we call the advertising that remains to be seen. It remains to be seen over and over and over again. From what I've read of different statistics, it says an average of 5 to 7 times a customer has to see you or your logo or your products before they actually make a buying decision. So something like, you know, a PI or an Octane Boost or any of those products, if you get them to try that, that's one of those times that before you actually get them as a customer. And I think some people calling tonight have some good experiences with getting some customers on some of these easy-to-sell products. As I said, they're easy to sell. So if anybody calling in tonight have a story that they want to maybe tell about a customer they've got recently or in the past on one of these products like 2-cycle oil or diesel concentrate or anything?
I got a couple on PI.
Oh, who's this?
Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. Okay, so you've had success getting people on PI and then selling them some other products. Can you name like one specific instance?
How many stories do you want?
Oh, just one tonight. We've only got 30 minutes, and I think there's a couple people. But, yeah, just give us one story that might help somebody else out.
Oh, sure. One of my toughest customers, Randy. Randy's Auto Repair in Hendersonville here. Man, it was a year. He was signed up. I couldn't get him to get anything. But he signed up, free account, right? He helped me make account direct. One day I said, look, I'll give you a bottle of PI. No, I'll take two. So he bought 2 bottles, one for his car, one for his truck, one for his wife's car. No kidding. 2 weeks later, he said, I'll take a case. Well, I had a partial case that I'd purchased because I'd use it for my giveaway. Gave him 8 bottles. It wasn't a week, and he said, I'll take another case. I'm serious.
Well,
excellent. I'm saying, and here's the deal. And now he's talking about, we're working him into the other AMSOIL products. We'll get there. He's just very slow and methodical. But that, I mean, this guy, I couldn't get him to do nothing. Now he's bottles for a very premium price, too. And between us guys, $15 is what he's
wow,
telling
okay.
people.
That's a good, excellent price, really. That's good, good deal. And you give what usually a bottle out, away on your Friday night card show that you go to.
I'm getting customers out of that quite regular too. In fact, my giveaway announcement at the show, I get up there and do a little MCing and say, look, don't take this if you don't want to become an Amsoil customer. And I've had one guy with a 59 Jeep come by. He was acting like a kid. He says, I don't know about this stuff. He says, but I've never gone this far before on a tank of gas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go. That's two, three, four, five, one.
All right. Well, thanks, Jonathan. I think that helps somebody, giving a bottle of PI away to a tough customer that you had signed up. You couldn't get to order anything else, and now he's at least ordering cases of PI from you. Now, I tell you what, a case of PI is no joke to talk about. I mean, a case of PI costs about as much as a case of oil, if not more. I think it's, $84 or $90 or something like that, go ahead.
That's $9, just under. This is just the dealer, a guy that doesn't pay tax. It's $9 and a few hundredths of a cent under 2 cents. So you might as well say $9.02 per bottle delivered.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Great, great. Anybody else call in? Got a story that they got a customer from one of these easy-to-sell products?
Hey, Michael. It's Steve. I'll talk about the diesel concentrate.
Oh, Steve, thanks. Yeah, you're a diesel guy yourself, aren't you? You've got a four power stroke?
Yeah, I got the 6-liter Ford power stroke.
Okay, gotcha. And you obviously use it yourself, right?
Yeah, I use it all the time. Yeah, I've used the stuff for years.
Okay, excellent. Well, give us your
story. I don't really
have
a particular story. What's that?
Oh, give us your deal on the diesel concentrate.
Yeah, I don't really have a particular story like that, but I mean, I always carry several bottles of the diesel concentrate around with me to sell to prospective clients or even to give it away. Give a bottle of that away with one of my business cards, and a lot of times they'll call me up looking for more.
Okay.
I mean, like you're saying, going to shows, I'll have the stuff with me. I'll sell for $8 a bottle. It treats 80 gallons. That's going to cost 10 cents per gallon of fuel that they use. So most people get two or three uses out of one bottle. So
it definitely pays for itself in fuel value. It pays for itself, as I was going to say. Yeah, it pays for itself in fuel economy usually.
Yep. Yeah, especially with today's ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel. The sulfur is what gives the fuel pump and the fuel system the lubricity. So you need the additive to help lubricate that fuel system. And it also helps with the EGR problems. It's even good for home heating oil.
Oh, okay. You don't have much of that down here, I don't think, but I think it's up north where they have it.
Up north,
from, right? Yeah.
My parents use home heating oil, so I'm going to try to get them to use some this winter.
Oh, excellent. I'll have to have a report on there because I don't know anybody that's ever used it for home heating oil, but it'd be interesting to hear what they have to say about it. So. Excellent. Appreciate it. Anybody else have any of a story they want to talk about, or maybe one of their own personal experiences with one of these products? That would be excellent as well.
Well, I have one of my shops that all he sells is a two-stroke oil motorcycle shop, and he had experience with Amsoil. It was 100-to-1 premix, so he was winning races because he was able to run 100-to-1. When everyone else is running 50-to-1 at best. So when I talk to him, he's my regular motorcycle mechanic. He's over there, I can get Amsoil from you. And he signed up as an account. He called up one of his friends while I was signing him up, and he said, hey, were you still looking for Amsoil? Yes, I am. I'll take the case. So he says, I just doubled my order, my initial order.
Just off of the two-cycle. Excellent.
And he sells lots of two-stroke oil during the winter for the sleds. And chain case oil.
Chain case, okay, good. Good deal. Oh, that's an excellent story. Somebody looking for that two-cycle oil, if you can get them on it, I tell you what, they don't want to use anything else, that's for sure. Good deal. Thanks for calling, Paul. Anybody else have a story?
Mike,
okay,
got one. Go ahead. Diesel additive, quick shot, and two-stroke oil. So
you've got them all covered, Jonathan. You know, you're not afraid to give anything away. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, look, I pull up at it. I got a customer from a gas station. I've got many customers from the gas station. I'll be putting the quick shot, you know, because, you know, how blessed can you be to be able to ride a motorcycle as your company vehicle? Okay. Seriously, I keep quick shot in my tank bag all the time. Now I got the new octane boost in there, the little bottles. And, you know, ride around, and sure enough, there'll be a guy pull up in a Harley. And I say, man, if how's that ethanol doing for you, you know? And they say, well, what do you use? I said, it's right here. One guy gave him half my bottle. And he said, he called me up, and I gave him my card. He called me up like 2 days later and says he ordered two quarts and a case, you know, of bottle. And,
wow.
And became a one-year preferred customer.
Huh.
Just one bottle. I mean, diesel additive, at this gas station is really good. It's one of our retail accounts for Brian Stewart. He's getting a Hendersonville record for it because the retail account guy, he's too cheap to become a dealer himself. So Hendersonville Record Service has been buying their diesel oil, our diesel additive from him at $10 a bottle. And Brian's going over and signing them up as a wholesale account. You know, just, I mean, it's out there. All you got to do is show people, and they use it, and the performance improvements for every product we sell is there. You just got to use it and tell people about it, and you're going to sell it. I mean,
That's true. Excellent.
You've got to be confident knowing that what you have is the best, and it does. It's a good value. You don't have to be ashamed of the price. It's a good price at $15, man, for PI. I'm like, you know, that kind of opened my eyes right there. I was, you know, selling it to my friends for $10. You know, that's okay for a friend price, but, you know, If a guy out there in a good reputable shop can sell it for $15, and it does, it gets people 2 and 4 and 5 miles per gallon. I've had customers say 7 miles. Of course, their injection systems were really crudded out, but you know, it's there, buddy.
Yeah. Excellent. I've actually got to my city, the city of Clarksville, Tennessee. I stopped in there. 5 or 6 years ago, just to kind of meet somebody and talk to him. And I walked in, and the guy in charge of parts, he looked at me, and he had a big old grin on his face, and he says, "You still sell that two-cycle oil?" I said, "Of course we do." And, of course, I was wanting to get the guy on their police cars and all their equipment and all that stuff. He says, "Well, I've used that two-cycle before, that 100-to-1 weed eater oil, and I've had good success with it. Can you get that for us for the city?" And I signed up the city. And they've been buying it. They buy it the most expensive way in the 1 gallon packet mix because they don't want their people to get confused. And that's all they use for the whole city of Clarksville for all their two cycle equipment is the AMSOIL 100-to-1 mixed in the most expensive packets. And they have not had a failure. I believe I signed that account up in 2007, and they have yet to have a small engine failure. Due to the 100-to-1 oil. Now he says everything else on the things break, but the engines don't go bad on them, and they usually have to replace them because everything else is wore out on it. But the engines are still running, and I can say myself. Of course, I don't have a commercial lawn that I have to mow. I do weed eat once a week, but my weed eater is 7 years old, and it starts first time every time. It doesn't smoke. I still got the original spark plug in. I've never even taken the spark plug out, so it's an excellent product. I've really had good success with this octane boost. I carry, like you say, in my tank bag, and I'm running to somebody and asking about ethanol or whatever, or the octane and whatnot, and then I'll give them a bottle of that if the meeting is going right. So definitely. anybody else, if anybody got a favorite product or a story that they want to talk about that they had success with, maybe the Amsoil, what's the new QuickShot, the QuickShot product. I actually did a blog post on that, so hopefully I'll start getting some calls for people looking for QuickShot. Anybody have some success with that? No? Okay.
Well, I've used it. You know, the QuickShot on my mom's scooter, her scooter wasn't running for nothing. Put in a little bit of QuickShot into his 50cc scooter, and all of a sudden it started running right.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I actually had the same kind of story. I had a guy put the QuickShot in a Harley-Davidson motorcycle in Clarksville. He was going over towards Bowling Green, Kentucky, which is about 70 miles, and halfway to that, or it's about 30 miles from here, is a town called Russellville. And he said by the time he got to Russellville, he said the bike, he said it just woke up like it was starved for gas, and then it just came on. And he said bikes never run better after using the Amsoil QuickShot. That product really, I mean, it does a really good job of keeping ethanol problems at bay. It's an excellent system cleaner that keeps the injection system or carburation clean. It's an excellent fuel stabilizer for short to medium term. So, you know, giving a bottle of QuickShot away, and that treats, you know, up to 6 gallons of gas in a small bottle, could definitely get you a customer going that way and keep a customer happy if they don't have any of those ethanol problems. So,
Michael?
Yes, sir.
The most extreme QuickShot story yet. No kidding. We had a found. I cleaned out my storage building and I found some of my son's race gas. It was probably premium gas that had been in that building. I would have guessed at least 3 years, maybe 5 years. Okay. I looked in it and it was one of the round race jugs, 5 gallon jugs. The whole bottom was about a half inch deep of water. And I was out of gas, and I'm like, you know what? I got QuickShot, and I need to run this ride more. No kidding. I took that dirty gas, that old gas. I mean, it wasn't dirty, but it was old. Poured it in that ride. I didn't pour the water in it now, okay, but I poured that old gas in there and added the treatment amount, the correct amount of QuickShot in it. And I want to tell you, that ride mower has run without a burble.
Wow. That's an extreme case there.
I did that. That's why I put my CRX and towed my 1200C. I towed it with a 2,200-pound car, 2,000 miles, just to test, you know, Amsoil in my engine and a 340,000-mile transmission in my CRX. I do that stuff because when I tell people Amsoil, it works. I tell you, that's why I sell it, as I am 100% confident it works. And I got a 25-year-old chainsaw I run that two-stroke stuff in. I mean, I'll calm down. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, those stories, you know, I think everybody that's been out there a while has got some story of how the product works and everything. Just going to give one, you know, we're getting down to about 5 minutes here. I got one idea I'd like to throw out there if people would be interested, if they'd like to work more with commercial type of customers. But if you've got any construction people with bobcats or backhoes or front-end loaders, tractors, I mean, farmers with tractors or anything like that, buy you a couple tubes of the Amsoil Synthetic Polymer Grease. This product, if you haven't watched the video with the pound-out machine, I've actually got the machine. I've tested it against other greases. This grease stays in place. It will not pound out. It's got an excellent water washout. It's got moly in it that's going to protect surfaces and so forth. But if you gave a guy one of these things, the grease, they'll be able to tell first time they use it if it works better or not. A lot of times they'll tell you, I'll ask, I said, does your thing, when it gets long grease, does it make any kind of funny noises or popping or grinding or anything like that. I said, yeah, once it gets low on grease, you can usually tell because it's just, it makes a squeaky noise or whatever. Well, you give them this and you say, well, if it squeaks after one day, try this. I bet it won't squeak for at least a week. And, you know, I'll be back next week to get your report and sell you another case of it. How's that sound? And they'll usually laugh. But you get them on this grease because that's how good this product works. It's you could become the grease man with AMSOIL's greases that they have now. These things are just excellent, and they're a great value. And they're going to save customers money. They last 3 to 5 times longer. They protect better than any other greases out there, and you have less wear. So, and you talk to somebody with a bulldozer, and you have to replace pins and bushings. That's a thousands and thousands of dollar job that they'd have to do if it was going to last 3 to 5 times longer. It's going to save that guy a lot of money and reduces downtime. So, I mean, that's just one product. I try to carry it around everywhere I go, and if I run into somebody with a heavy piece of equipment or a bobcat or anything that needs greasing that's a heavy type of equipment, if you're doing, like, wheel bearings or something like that, you wouldn't use it on this. You wouldn't use the synthetic polymeric grease for that. You would use one of our GL series general greases for that. But that's just one idea out there for everybody. Well, I talk about next week. I've been working with a few dealers on our team, and we've gotten into making some YouTube videos. So next week is going to be talking about using YouTube to possibly get some customers to come to your website or to check out what you have and help you get more sales. And as you can tell, I'm flipping-flopping, and not really flipping-flopping, but I'm trying to keep it different every week. I want to talk always about the Internet. I always want to talk about products. I want to talk about a little bit of everything different. But I just made another YouTube video today on our Quick Shot that I embedded into my Quick Shot ethanol blog that I did. So I'm going to issue a YouTube challenge for next week. We're going to talk about using YouTube. We're going to talk about how to incorporate that into your business, and hopefully we can get a couple folks on that have talked about, you know, how YouTube works and everything, and I'd be glad to help anybody, you know, maybe post some YouTube videos that's going to help you build your AMSOIL business specifically online. Well, 7:30 here for me. I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. These calls are going great. They have been being recorded, so I appreciate everybody that's calling in and giving their contributions. We're working on our website to have the calls archived. I've been working on that here the last couple days, and those should be up maybe by the end of the week. And I've also been sending the link out in the email that I send for every week. So if you want to listen to last week's show and you missed it, it's out there as well. And with that, I hope everybody has a good week, a happy Independence Day for the United States of America. If you're calling from Canada, I hope you had a good Canada Day that was had just passed. So happy selling AMSOIL. Good night.
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 Good night. Man.